Drinking water has been cut off and food rations are being handed out as hundreds of men prepare to stay in the centre on Manus Island amid fears for their safety. The centre is closing following a decision by Papua New Guinea's highest court in April last year, which found detention of refugees and asylum seekers was illegal and unconstitutional. Papua New Guinea's police commissioner last week warned the safety of refugees and workers at the Australian-run Manus Island Regional Processing Centre is not to be taken for granted as authorities prepare to shut it down. Commissioner Barkey's statement said police would assist the Immigration Department to move 551 genuine refugees and 167 non-genuine refugees to transit camps near the island's main town of Loringau. A statement from PNG's Immigration Minister Petrus Thomas holds Australia responsible for any of them found not to be refugees, as well as for the refugees who are refusing to settle on Manus Island until the last of the detainees is resettled.
PNG has no obligation under the current arrangement to deal with these two cohorts, and they remain the responsibility of Australia to pursue third country options and liaise with the respective governments of the non-refugees for their voluntary or involuntary return.
Mr. Thomas has also raised concerns over human rights and the reduction of health services for detainees on Manus Island. PNG is also concerned about a company that has a contract to operate three facilities designed to house refugees once Manus is closed. Mr. Thomas's statement refers to reports Paladin Solutions has hired former police and soldiers from Fiji.
This arrangement is done without any consultation with the PNG Immigration and Citizenship Service Authority to consider concerns of local security service providers and the Manus provincial government.
Acting Prime Minister Julie Bishop says the government is continuing to work to find solutions.
We are working with PNG to ensure that those who are found to be refugees can be resettled either in PNG or in other countries. And we have a number of negotiations underway, including, as you know, with the United States. Those who have found not to be refugees should go home. They've been found by the UNHCR not to be owed protection, so they should return to their homes.
While there is a UNHCR team on Manus now to observe the closure, the detainees were assessed under the PNG's obligations as signatory to the UN Refugee Convention, in a process managed by Australia. Their claims have not been assessed by the UNHCR. Refugee advocates fear there will be violence. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says Australia has the power to prevent bloodshed.
Whether there's violence or not will depend entirely on whether the Australian Border Force approves the use of PNG police against the detainees. So the question of whether there is going to be violence is entirely at the feet of the Australian government. There's no indication that there's going to be any violence from anyone inside the detention centre. I think there have been already threats, though, from some locals of violence against the detention centre itself. I mean, this is why the situation is extremely tense.
Green Senator Nick McKim is currently on Manus Island.
There are a very large number of Australians who regard both Labor and Liberal as quite rightfully equally culpable in the human rights abuses that have been faced not only by the guys on Manus Island but the men, women and children on Nauru as well. And Australia has fallen a long, long way in terms of our human rights record.